నవ గౌరవరం నవ పుష్పశరం నవ భావధరం నవ దాస్యపరం నవ గౌర నవ హాస్యకరం నవ హేమవరం ప్రణమామి సచే సుత గౌరవరం నవ ప్రణమామి సచే సుత నవ హేమయుతం నవ నీతశుచం నవ వేషకృతం నవ ప్రేమరసం నవదావిలక శుభ ప్రేమమయం ప్రణమామి సచే సుత గౌరవరం భక్తి పరం హరి నామధరం వరదాప్యకరం హరి నామ పరం
భక్తి పరం హరి
నయనే సతతం ప్రణయాశ్రుదరం ప్రణమామి సచే సుత గౌరవరం
యే సతతం ప్రణయాశ్రుధరం ప్రణమామి సచే
సుత
గౌరవరం
సతతం జనతా భవ తాపహరం పరమార్థపరాయణ లోకగతిం
సతతం జనతాపహరం పరమార్థపరాయణ లోకగతి
నవలేహకరం జగతాపహరం ప్రణమామి సచే సుత గౌరవరం
నవలేహకరం జగతాపహరం ప్రణమామి సచే సుత గౌరవరం
నిజ భక్తికరం ప్రియ చారుకరం నటనర్తన నాగర రాజకులం
నిజ భక్తికరం ప్రియ చారుతరం నటనర్తన నాగర రాజకులం
కులకామిని మానస రాజ్యకరం ప్రణమామి సచే సుత గౌరవరం
కులకామిని మానస రాజ్యకరం ప్రణమామి సచే సుత గౌరవరం
కరతాళబలం కలకంఠరవం మృదువాద్య సువేణికయా మధురం
కరతాళబలం కలకంఠరవం మృదువాద్య సువేణికయా మధురం
నిజ భక్తి గుణావృత నాట్యకరం ప్రణమామి సచే సుత గౌరవరం
నిజ భక్తి గుణావృత నాట్యకరం ప్రణమామి సచే సుత గౌరవరం
యుగ ధర్మయుతం పునర్నందసుతం ధరణీ సుచిత్రం భవ భావోచితం
యుగధర్మయుతం పునర్నందసుతం धरणी सुचित्रं भव भावोचितं
तनुद्यानचितं निजवासयुतं प्रणमामि शचीसुतगौरवरं
तनुद्यानचितं निजवासयुतं प्रणमामि शचीसुतगौरवरम्
अरुणं नयनं चरणं वसनं वदने स्खलितं स्वक नामधरम्
अरुणं नयनं चरणं वसनं वदने स्खलितं स्वक नामधरम्
गुरुते सुरसां जगत जीवनम् प्रणमामि शचीसुतगौरवरम्
तते सुरसं प्रणमामि शचीसुतगौरवरम्
नव गौरवरम् नव पुष्पशरम् नव भावधरम् नव लास्यपरम्
नव गौरवरम् नव पुष्पशरम् नव भावधरम् नव लास्यपरम्
नव हास्यकरम् नव हेमवरम् प्रणमामि शचीसुत गौरवरम्
नव हास्यकरम् नव हेमवरम् प्रणमामि
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 राम राम जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानन्द जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानन्द जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद
जय जय श्री चैतन्य
श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानन्द जय द्वैत चन्द्र जय गौर भक्त वृन्द
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानन्द जय द्वैत चन्द्र जय गौर भक्त वृन्द
श्री श्री गौर निताय की श्री श्री राधा कुंज बिहारी की श्री प्रभुपाद की समावेत भक्त वृंद की श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत की कलियुग पावन हरिनाम संकीर्तन की ओम अज्ञान तिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुः उन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो वी आर स्टार्टिंग द न्यू चैप्टर टुडे, मध्य लीला 7th चैप्टर, लॉर्ड चैतन्य टूर ऑफ South India. I can show this. So I will show you the whole chapter flow now. You will have an idea and then we will proceed slowly. Please read the heading. Kannada.
Lord Chaitanya seeks the permission of his devotees
for going for South India preaching. Isn't it? So he is requesting the devotees, and devotees will be very unhappy. And they will not want to leave him. So in this section we will study about the spiritual attachment of the devotees to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How much they loved him very dearly, and they couldn't be separated even for one moment. In the second section here, Lord 18 to 40,
Lord's affectionate criticism of his devotees.
What is this affectionate criticism? You will see. This teaches about the intimacy of Lord and the devotees. And the next section, this continues here with many shlokas here. And then?
The Lord Chaitanya's dealings with Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya.
So Bhattacharya by now had developed a very deep attachment to Mahaprabhu and was broken hearted to be separated from him. And then?
Lord Chaitanya's ecstasy and activities at Alarnath.
Now he has left for South India. On the way he goes to Alarnath. It's a very beautiful scene there. All the Alarnath devotees would join the kirtan and dancing there. And then?
Lord Chaitanya converts South India to Vaishnavism.
Yeah. It's a very beautiful section about Mahaprabhu preaching in South. And in the South many other episodes will come now. Yes.
The episode of Kurma Brahmana.
Yes.
Episode of Vasudev Leper.
Yes, these two come in this chapter. So, let us proceed to the first section. Today I think two sections we can do, the first two, Chaitanya seeking permission from devotees and Lord's affectionate criticism of his devotees. Let's do these two things today. Dhanyam tam naomi chaitanyam vasudevam dayardradhi nashtakushtam rupapushtam bhakti tushtam chakaraya. Yeah.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being very compassionate toward a Brahmana named Vasudev, cured him of leprosy. He transformed him into a beautiful man, satisfied with devotional service. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the glorious Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yeah. So this is the last part of this chapter. Lord Chaitanya meeting Vasudev leper. We will study there more elaborately there. So one beauty of the Chaitanya Charitamrita is in every chapter, in the beginning, our Kaviraj Goswami, Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami, offers obeisances to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually, we can learn from him that if we have to offer obeisances to Guru or any other great, another spiritual master or Vaishnavas, that obeisances should be accompanied by appreciation of their glories. It should be accompanied by remembrance of their contribution, in remembrance of their achievements, in remembrance of their devotional qualities, then the obeisances is very meaningful. So you will always say, I offer my obeisances. Like he says, one day, I am offering my obeisances. And then before offering obeisances, he will say something. Like yesterday we were reciting some of the slokas also, correct? No? So in this way, each chapter he will find, when he offers obeisances, either he glorifies Mahaprabhu for distributing love of God, and some of the slokas are very specific. Those, like this sloka is directed to Vasudeva. Mahaprabhu's compassion shown to Vasudeva, he cured him of leprosy, and he and he made him satisfied with devotional service.
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Yeyimate Sarvabhomera Nistara Karila Dakshina Gamane Prabhura Icha Upajila.
After delivering Sarvabhom, Bhattacharya, the Lord desired to go to South India to preach.
Maga Shukla Pakshe Prabhu Karila Sanyasa. Falgune Asiya Kaila Nila Chalevasa.
Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the renounced order during the waxing fortnight of the month of Magha. During the following month, Falgun, he went to Jagannath Puri and resided there.
Yeah. See, Magh is January, February. Falgun is February, March. You remember, Falgun, February. You can remember both. Falgun is? Yeah. And Magh is January and February. So, it's the same order. Jan, Feb, March, April, May, June, like that it will be given. See, Magh is Jan, Feb. Falgun is February, March. And then Chaitra is March, April. And Vaishak is April, May. So how I remember this Chaitra and March, April, our calendar begins with Gaurabda. Correct now? Which month? March month. Correct now? It's so easy to remember. Chaitra, Vaishak, we say, no? Chaitra is the first name in the, Marathi also Chaitra only, no? Chaitra, Vaishak. So fortunately, Chaitra also comes in March and our Gaurpunima is also March. So you can remember easily. Correct now? So we can remember March, April means Chaitra. And April, May, Vaishak. Like that you can remember. So Chaitra, Vaishak easily you can remember. March, April, May. And then February is Falgun. And then January is Magh. Correct? No? So in the Magh month, Mahaprabhu is accepting sannyas. And then he went to Jagannath Puri to reside there. Falgune rasheshe dola yatra se dekhila prema veshe taha bahu nritya geeta kaila.
At the end of the month of Falgun, he witnessed the dola yatra ceremony, and in his usual ecstatic love of God, he chanted and danced in various ways on the occasion.
Yeah. Anybody knows about Dola Yatra? Who would like to say? What is the occasion? Huh? You heard about this. Actually, the Vaishnavas, when they stopped Mahaprabhu, they gave various reasons that, you know, Dola Yatra is coming. He said, then they said, Rath Yatra is coming. Then they said, Hera Panchami is there. Of course, you'll see in Vaishnava calendar, there are so many festivals. You can always say, like we can say, you know, Garpunima is there. After that, what you can say? Ram Navami is coming. Then you can say, Narasimha Chaturthi is coming. Then you can say, Janmashtami is coming. Correct, no? Radhashtami is coming. So, that is how they delayed him from going. Mahaprabhu also would think, correct, let me finish the festival and go. So, Mahaprabhu, they knew that Mahaprabhu is very attracted to joining the festivals. And also being with Vaishnavas. So, Mahaprabhu was feeling a great transcendental tug of war in his heart. That I want to be with Vaishnavas and celebrate the festival, on one hand. On the other hand, he wanted to go out for preaching. Correct, no? And similar thing Srila Prabhupada felt after taking sannyas while he was going in the ship. He said, today is Janmashtami day. All my God brothers in Vrindavan will be celebrating a beautiful festival for Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. There'll be such amazing festivities, such kirtan, such lectures, such a puja, such abhishek, such a wonderful occasion. But I am all alone in the ship. So later on in Prabhupada, one lecture was speaking like this, that you all know how much I am missing in the Vrindavan, and I am sitting with all of you and talking here, but all my godbrothers are in Vrindavan, they are celebrating. Then one girl asked Prabhupada, Swami, then why didn't you go back? You know, why didn't you be with them? Prabhupada said, what are you talking? My guru has ordered me to preach. If I don't preach, how will you fellows become devotees? Isn't it? So he said, so I am feeling separation from Vrindavan. And this is actually the mood of a Gaudiya Vaishnava, Prabhupada said. That means, you know, one should render service to Krishna while feeling a mood of separation. This is the highest perfection. So, Mahaprabhu also was having a tug of war. Should I go to south to preach or should I stay in Jagannath Puri and join all the Vaishnavas putting up varieties of festivals? Correct, no? He was thinking like that. But nevertheless, eventually he will go to south. Prahlad also is facing a similar tug of war. You will see Prahlad is saying, Naitan vihaya kripanan vimumoksha yeko nanyam tadashya saranam brahmatonu pashye. He says that, my dear Lord, I don't want to come to Vaikuntha without preaching to all these fellows. He says, these are kripanas and they are stuck in the material world and suffering so badly. So I want to preach and make them devotees and then bring them to you. At last I will also come, he says. But in other words, he says, Trastos nyaham krabanavat saladusaho grasam sara chakra kadanat grasatam pranita baddhasvakarma virushattamate ngrimulam preeto pavarga sharanam vayase kadanu. Last line he is asking, when will the time come, my dear Lord, I will return back to you and render service to you. So in one verse he is saying, I want to come back to you. Another verse he says, I don't want to come, I want to preach. So there is a tug of war between preaching and attaining Lord's shelter. So this is a Vaishnava's tug of war. In the heart of a Vaishnava, this kind of tug of war comes. But this is a good tug of war. Because either of them is a beautiful engagement. Either you are with devotees celebrating festival, or you are going out preaching and bringing suffering souls to reclaim them and bring them to Krishna's lotus feet. Either way, both are very wonderful. So therefore, ultimately you will see Mahaprabhu will go to south after some period of time. Chaitre rahi kaila sarva bhauma vimochana. Chaitra, which is the Chaitra? March April. Vaishakhera pratame dakshina. Vaishakhera pratame dakshina yate hailamana. That means you want to go in April, yeah.
During the month of Chaitra, while living at Jagannath Puri, the Lord delivered Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, and at the beginning of the next month, Vaishakh, he decided to go to South India.
Yeah. So here is the verse on the 8th. Nijagana anikahe vinaya kariya alingana kari savaya shri haste dhariya. Tumasava janiyami pranadika kari prana chadayaya tumasava chadite napari. See, Nijagana Ani, he called all the intimate associates. Kahe, he told them, Vinaya Karya, with great humility, he told them. Alingana Kari, he embraced each and every one of them. Sabaya, everybody. And Shri Haste Dhariya. Actually, Shri Haste Dhariya, what is it? With his hands catching them, Dhariya. Actually, this practice I saw in Mayapur also, in Bangladesh also. This is a culture in Bengal. That if somebody sits next to you, they are going to talk to you, they will take your hand in their hand. Like this. So I thought it is a Bengal culture. Then I found it is there in Bhagavatam also. When Krishna called Uddhava, Uddhava came and sat next to Krishna. Krishna took Uddhava's hands in his hands. You will see that. It says in the shloka also. Taking that verse is there, Uddhava Buddhi Sattamaha. In that section it will come. If you read. So he took Uddhava's hands in his hands, which is a sign of intimacy. And then he is telling Uddhava that I have one request to you. you know, all the Vrajbasis are missing me and they're all weeping. I couldn't find anyone better than you to send to Vrindavan to pass the message on my behalf. And that is the time Krishna is like that. So Haste Darya means you take their hand in your hand and you express your affection. Alingana Kari Sabai Sri Haste Darya. And then he's saying, Tomasava Jani, Ami Pranadika Kari. He's saying, you're all my very life and soul, correct, no? You are more dear to me than my life, prana adhika. You are more dear to me than my life also. Prana chada jai. Toma sabha chaditana. But even if my life goes, I won't mind. But I can't leave your association. Like that he is saying. See?
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called all his devotees together and holding them by the hand, humbly informed them, you are all more dear to me than my life. I can give up my life, but to give you up, is difficult for me.
So, this shows a very ideal Vaishnava behavior by Mahaprabhu. He expresses his dependence on the devotees. So, when we live in a company of devotees, it's not only enough to know the philosophy, I am servant of Krishna, you know, I am supposed to render services, or to know the philosophy of body, soul, or soul, God relationships. These are very good in the beginning. But as one passes time in the Vaishnava philosophy, we will see these are all very finer sentiments, we call it, amongst the devotees. And these sentiments are exemplified by very great characters in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Mahaprabhu himself is a supreme character in the entire Chaitanya Charitamrita. He is talking about how he deals with his devotees, with whom he was living with them. Like for example, when one is leaving home and going out for some period of time for some work, they will definitely make sure they tell the mother, father, brother, sister, everybody, correct, no? And then only they will leave. Similarly, when they are coming back, they give information on such and such day I am coming. So everybody is very eagerly waiting. So when they come home, there's a big exclamation and everybody is welcoming them, receiving them. Sometimes after coming, they have not even taken bath. They sit and chat and talk and tell about so many things. They tell about home and eat else. And then afterwards, they go to take a bath and then eat with all the family members. So we have seen these things within families. Correct or not? Huh? Within ordinary, any decent family, you will see these behaviors. So when it comes to in Vaishnava circle, we can become very impersonal. We can become very impersonal. And we may become very self-centered. And we may become very goal-oriented. There is a likelihood. We may... therefore, whenever our organization grows very big, at least one should have a small circle of devotees. Inside which... You are feeling a very strong identity in that. So even if you have 4 or 5 devotees, even if everybody doesn't know you, connect with you, at least in that circle, for example, say you are coming after a very long time, at least those 4 or 5 devotees will be like your family members. You understand? This is one of the reasons we made this different groups. We make counselor groups or Vrinda groups. Correct, no? You know, we make these different groups of devotees. So, in order for us to enhance these relationships, we have festivals like our birthday festival. Actually, what do we do on a birthday festival? We just put all the devotees and there are 2-3 devotees who praise or remember some incidents in relation to that devotee. Correct, no? Here, you all do that also here? Yeah. You do once in 2 months, you do it here? Yeah. Yes, correct. Yeah. So, once devotees knew that they will glorify us, some devotees are escaping. Now we have requested all the devotees, they are coming now. So we do one nice drama from Chaitanya Leela in the beginning. And then we put the devotees, we give them garland, we appreciate them for the service. Although people feel shy, at the same time they want to know who said what also. Correct, no? Because ultimately we all want to be encouraged, we want to be appreciated, we want identity in the Vaishnava society also, and we actually every jiva has a desire to be wanted, to be loved, to be cared, having an identity. So the Vaishnava philosophy is complete in every sense. So when devotees receive that encouragement during their birthday or in any particular occasion, then they get motivated and very inspired. Oh, there are, and another thing that happens in such festivals, you will see that some devotees came and told me, Prabhu, I never knew this devotee is such a wonderful devotee. I always had a wrong notions about him. Now today when I heard his glories, my whole paradigm changed. What I thought about him and what I understood now. And Prabhu, I really don't know how to seek forgiveness from him. In my heart, I offended him several times. People say like that. Therefore, especially when the organization grows bigger, number of people increase. So, this finer sentiment should not become forgotten. So, here you find Mahaprabhu. See, he is saying that you are all very dear to me, more dear than my life. I can even give my life, I can't give you up, he is saying. Ask yourself honestly, touch your heart and ask, do you really feel so much need for Vaishnavas in your life? Or you are more or less happy with yourself only? You just, like one devotee was telling, you give me a room and a computer connection, you know, and my 3-time prasadam from the window. That is enough for me. And I can go on for all day. Me and my computer. Similarly, now people may say that instead of computer, they may say me and my smartphone. You know, and my prasadam plate. Right, no? Isn't it? So, actually, these are all connected things. For example, where there is love, there is feeling of dependence. Where there is feeling of dependence, there is feeling of separation. Where there is feeling of separation, you know, then there is crying, inability to get separated and all that, correct, no? So, where there is no feeling of love only, then how will there be dependence? So, Prabhupada gives an example, a newborn child is totally dependent on the mother. Therefore, the love of the mother for smaller children is more or less? More. And for grown-up children, it's relatively less. And the reason is why? Prabhupada says a boy is grown up to 12 years or 15 years or 20 years, he hardly depends on the parents. You know, he just takes his bike and goes here, goes there. And parents are unable to express too much love for them because they are quite independent, no? He doesn't need so much. So, Prabhupada compares such grown-up boy to a jnani and a small baby to a bhakta. He compares. Bhakta's dependence is more. Now, after one grows up, like the grown-up boy, some boys, even after they become 20, 30, their connection with parents is very strong. You've seen that? You know, when they go home, they are dependent on the parents. They feel that I can't do any project or anything without the blessing of the parents. You know, I can't do anything in my life without putting a word to them. Without showing them what I am doing. There are connections like that with parents and children. So, that means the boy feels dependent on the blessings, on the mercy, on the good wishes, on the pat on the back, everything. Then the dependence is still there even after one grows up. Now you see Lord Chaitanya, he says, you know, Kiba Mantra Jala Gosai Kiba Tarabal Japite Japite Hoila Pagal. He said, no? In what stage he was? Lord Chaitanya was actually crying tears of ecstatic love for God. And then he went to his guru, Ishwarapuri, and said, I am getting these tears when I chant Hare Krishna. That is what stage it is. Bhava and Prema. So, then guru said, oh my dear child, you have attained the perfection, what every sadhaka is supposed to achieve. You know, you attained the love of God. You continue chanting. Don't worry about why tears are coming. Tears are supposed to come. Your hair is supposed to stand on end. Body is supposed to tremble. Everything is happening in you. That means, you know, your practice is successful, he says. But the point here to be taken is, even at that stage, he is still dependent on the guru. And he is going and, you know, presenting the guru and verifying whether he is in the right path or wrong path. Correct, no? Dependence on the guru. Very amazing it is. So, on the other hand, not feeling dependence is one thing. But worse than that is using others for one's, increasing one's reputation. Correct? Like what Ekalavya did. Ekalavya used Dronacharya's portrait to increase his reputation without actually surrendering to him. Correct? No? That is even more worse, no? Isn't it? So therefore, this type of chapters really can shake us and wake us up. in our Vaishnava life. Here, the way Mahaprabhu deals in many occasions, you will find. So here he is saying that he called the devotees, holding them by the hand, he humbly informed them, you are all more dear to me than my life. I can give up my life, but to give you up is difficult. Actually, why is he saying give you up is difficult? Now he has to give up now, while going to South India, for some period of time. He has to be away from the devotees, which is feeling, making him feel great pain. Actually, we used to feel also in our, with our family members. In those days, the families were all joint families, no? So for a person to leave the joint family and go somewhere, even for some time, it's very painful. But now everywhere it has become nuclear families now. Correct, no? Nuclear family means only husband, wife and child. Similarly, you know, one family in West, they were saying, they are celebrating 1 week in a year, all family members come together. Otherwise, he said, daughter is in Australia, son is in Canada, and another daughter is in London. Family reunion. Family reunion. This. Isn't it? It just happened like that nowadays. Everybody is in different parts of the world. Sometimes if one family member is passing away, so after they all grow up, say 70 or 80 or something, many people are not able to travel and come also. You've seen that nowadays? In the money, they're thinking, oh, such a, you know, my brother or my this or my that. They are not able to even travel nowadays. They think the time is too short, body will be buried within 4 or 5 hours, I can't take a flight and go or whatever. What I am saying, world has changed a lot. Because the world is becoming impersonal, it is a challenge for Vaishnavas not to become impersonal. If we flow with the world, then we also can tend to become impersonal. And many times, we tend to think that I have very little time. So better I do what I am supposed to do. So in that, relationships can become compromised. That. So it's a very beautiful chapter it is to learn.
Tumi sava bandhu mora bandhu kritya kaile. Yehani more jagannatha dekaile.
You are all my friends and you have properly executed the duties of friends by bringing me here to Jagannath Puri and giving me the chance to see Lord Jagannath in the temple.
Who brought whom? See, he came running to Jagannath and he fainted in front of Jagannath unconscious and all the other fellows followed him behind, the five fellows, five people, Nityananda, Mukunda Datta and all of them, isn't it? They came behind him. So here Mahaprabhu is feeling that, you know, by all of your blessing, I took sannyas in Katwa, you know, I cut my hair and then I took sannyas from Keshav Bharati and then you all directed me to go to Shantipur, you know. Then after coming to Shantipur, 10 days I was there and my mother wanted me to stay in Jagannath Puri, so you all have brought me here. So he is feeling that his whole life is conducted by Vaishnavas. That's what he feels. He is actually being moved are made to act by the combined blessings of all the Vaishnavas. One more lesson we can learn here. By this what happens? If Vaishnavas are unhappy with me when I'm embarking on something, then should I go ahead or not go ahead? We shouldn't go ahead. Because we should know that Krishna is actually indicating us through different Vaishnavas. Like for example, one fellow was telling the devotees that, you know, see, if I am within these four walls of ISKCON, you know, he is creating problem in this temple. I want to leave and, you know, independently start something. So his friends told him, hey, no good for you. You will become asar. And you are not a very big, great soul that you will do. If you leave the devotee sangha, you know, if you go alone, you will be lost. But he didn't listen to anybody. So he left. And after that, eventually they become good for nothing. Because it has happened in ISKCON before that there were ISKCON devotees and they had fight with the local authorities and they went to Gaudiya Math where they got sannyas diksha. We don't say Gaudiya Math has any problem. They are also a wonderful organization. That is also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy only they follow. We have no problem with that particular organization. But what I am saying is, if somebody is in an organization, if he stayed here and persisted and tolerated, it would be very wonderful. Now what happened? He took sannyas there. They also do very good study of Shastra. Some of them are also preaching abroad also. They are also preaching. But when he was staying there, he was feeling a bit lonely because in some of the Gaudiya Mutha centers, there are more sannyasis and brahmacharis. And then there are only old widows will be there. There is not much activity. So he immediately remembered after taking sannyas. ISKCON was very good. Lot of activity, lot of yatras, lot of preaching. Then he tried to return to the parent temple after 5-6 years and told them, can I come now? They said, my lord, now you are carrying danda now. You are so young now and you have already taken danda, you are sannyasi and that too you are taken from another organization. So they said, you cannot come here. So if he is staying there, he has problem there. If he is staying here, they are not allowing. So he found identity crisis. You understand what I am saying, no? And the reason for this is what? He made independent decision or he consulted his superiors. That's a problem. Therefore, whenever we want to do anything in life, it's always good to present to the body of Vaishnavas and check with them. Can I do this? Like, imagine if one brahmachari, some grihastha family, one family wants to bring 10-12 family members. And they want this brahmachari to take them to Mayapur Yatra. So he's going and asking his authority. Prabhu, that family is calling me to Mayapur for taking them. I am taking them. Hey, one family of 10-12 members you are taking alone, Prabhu, it's not good. Here you want your yatra, 100 people can come. Together you can go with some more brahmacharis. Don't take alone. Prabhuji, that's not a problem. They are earning my flight ticket. Who told you about the ticket now? Just because they are giving flight ticket, you can go? So, authorities are not happy. Fellow devotees are saying, don't go. Don't be independent. It is always good to go with a few more brahmacharis and, go on a bigger yatra. One shouldn't go with just one family and the unnecessary intimacy may develop with some people in the family. Correct, no? But if he doesn't listen, tomorrow you find he will move out of the ashram after that. So therefore, one lesson we all learn, one shouldn't do independently. There was one devotee, one grihastha devotee was telling, before coming to ISKCON, in the very early day of ISKCON, he was coming, he was having one round or something. So one day he told the preacher that we are going to Vrindavan, he said. Of course, the preacher didn't say anything. They were just going to Vrindavan for sightseeing. Husband, wife, children, they were going. Now when he came to 16 rounds, 5 years later, he laughed at himself. Prabhuji, do you remember? In my first year of my Krishna consciousness, I told you I am going to Vrindavan. You didn't tell me anything. Now I know. Gaura amara sesa bastane korelo brahmana range sesa bastana hari boami pranayi bakata sange. We should never go to dham alone. We should always go with pranayi bakata sange. We should go with devotees. We should go with spiritual master. Or at least some very senior person, some dham revealer, we say. Somebody teaches you about the pastimes there. First, shruta ikshita. Hear first about the pastimes and then see the dham. Correct, no? Now he has understood after becoming serious devotee. Therefore, serious devotee means we don't do anything independently. We always do it in consultation. We try to understand what is the pulse of other Vaishnavas. What are they feeling about something that I am embarking on? So minor and major decisions, it's always good to make in consultation. Even Krishna is consulting Uddhava, for what to do. Should I go to kill Jarasandha now or should I go for the Rajasvi Yajna? He's consulting. You will find Mahaprabhu is consulting Ishwarapuri. These are all Supreme Lord consulting somebody. If Supreme Lord has to consult, I don't know who are we to not consult at all, isn't it? Anything new we embark, it's always good to consult. So here he is saying that, you all brought me to Jagannath Puri and you gave me a chance to see Jagannath, he's saying. Ye vesa bastane mui mago ye kazane. Sabe mele agnya deha yai ba dakshine. He's saying, sabe mele, all of you together, order me to go to south. He's saying,
I now beg all of you for one bit of charity. Please give me permission to leave for a tour of South India.
See, he is asking it as a charity. It's like dan, as if they are giving a charity to him. Be liberal in allowing me to go to South and preach. ವಿಶ್ವರೂಪ ಉದ್ದೇಶ ಅವಶ್ಯ ಯಾವ ಏಕಾಕಿಯಾಯಿಬ ಕಾಹು ಸಂಗೆ ನಾಲಯಿಬ
I shall go to search out Vishwaroop. Please forgive me, but I want to go alone. I do not wish to take anyone with me.
In the 13th verse, he will say, Vishwaroop has already passed away. So do you think he really went to search for Vishwaroop? He had already passed away before. But he knew that Vaishnavas were attached to him, they will not allow him. So he said like that. Setu manda haite ami naasi yavat. ನೀಲಾ ಚಲೆ ತುಮಿ ಸವ ರಹಿ ಬೇತಾವ
ಅಂಟಿಲ್ ಐ ರಿಟರ್ನ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಸೇತು ಬಂಧ ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಯು ಡಿಯರ್ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ಸ್ ಶುಡ್ ರಿಮೇನ್ ಅಟ್ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ್ ಪುರಿ
ವಾಟ್ ದ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸಪೋಸ್ ಟು ಕಮ್ ವಿತ್ ಮೀ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದಮ್ ಸೇ ಓ ನೋ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ವೆಲ್ಕಮ್ ಟು ಗೋ ಅಂಡ್ ವಿ ವಿಲ್ ಆಲ್ ಪ್ಯಾಕ್ ಅಪ್ ಅವರ್ ಲಗೇಜ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಕಮ್ ವಿತ್ ಯು ದಟ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ದೇ ವಿಲ್ ಸೇ ನೋ ನ್ಯಾಚುರಲಿ ಸೊ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಸೇಸ್ ನೋ 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 ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು See, when Lord Ram was going to forest, when he presented the fact to Kaushalya, and Kaushalya said, why are you following only father's order? What about following mother's order? Mother is also a parent. Then Ram said, okay, mother, tell me, what is your order? Father told you to go to forest. I am telling you not to go. You stay back, she said. But he said, Pitruvachan cannot be broken. I must go. She said, no, understand me. Bharat can be the king. But I will convince Kaikeyi that you don't have to go to forest. Because out of the two boons, let us fulfill one. Which one? Bharat becoming king. And the second boon is to send Ram to? No need. You don't have to be king, but just be with us. Like that she said. Ram said, once I have promised to Kaikeyi, I cannot go back. I have promised to both father and mother. I have to go, he said. Then Kaushalya said, okay, if you are not agreeable, then I will come with you to forest. Like that she said. Ram said, a wife should never be separated from the husband. She should always be like a half of the body of the husband. And already our father, you know, he feels deceived by Kaikeyi. And in case you also desert him and come with me to forest, what will happen to him? So you have to stay in the palace, mother. That time she loudly cried. She said, I am telling you to stay, you are not staying. I am telling you I will come with you, you are not allowing me. That means you are determined to separate me from you. She cried. And then Ram said, see mother, I have come to seek blessings from you. If you cry like this, how will there be any auspiciousness for me for the next 14 years? If I make the mother cry like this, can I be peaceful in the forest? Then immediately she wiped out the tears and said, don't worry. He called all the brahmanas and told Swasti Vachan and said, my dear son, don't worry. You go and come. We will all tolerate and be back. So in this way, you can see Lord and his devotees, you know, the separation is a very painful event for them, you know. Lord says that until I return from Setu Bandha, all of your dear friends should remain at Jagannath Puri. Don't give some excuse and slip out from Jagannath Puri and come with me to the south. If all of you come in a big crowd, that wouldn't be proper. Vishwarupa Siddhi Prapti Janena Sakala ದಕ್ಷಿಣ ದೇಶ ಉದ್ಧಾರಿತೆ ಕರೆನ ಏ ಇಚ್ಛಲ ಯಾ
ನೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ವಾಸ್ ಅವೇರ್ ದಟ್ ವಿಶ್ವರೂಪ್ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಪ್ಯಾಸ್ಡ್ ಅವೇ ಅ ಪ್ರಿಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಗ್ನೋರೆನ್ಸ್ ವಾಸ್ ನೆಸೆಸರಿ ಹೌ ಎವರ್ ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಹಿ ಕುಡ್ ಗೋ ಟು ಸೌತ್ ಇಂಡಿಯಾ ಅಂಡ್ ಲಿಬರೇಟ್ ದ ಪೀಪಲ್ ದೇರ್
ಸಿ ಒನ್ ವೆರಿ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಅ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ಎಂಪ್ಲಾಯ್ ಸಚ್ ಡಿಪ್ಲೊಮಸಿ ಯು ನೋ ಒನ್ ಮೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಅ ಕ್ವೆಶ್ಚನ್ So here comes a very important point. Even the kings adopted diplomacy in the Vedic times to preach to the masses. For example, if people would come to the temple, you know, the king would often say that there's an orchestra in the temple. So they would come for an orchestra, music or something. People like to see the different instruments and music, kirtans and everything. And then they play, but then after the orchestra, In the next 45 minutes or 1 hour, there will be a pravachan by a brahmana, you know. Yeah. And then the orchestra ends again with some more kirtan and then there is food. So it's like a sandwiched. Huh? So then people will think that, you know, oh, okay, along with the music, there is some katha. Chalo, it's only 1 hour. They will sit, hear the katha, and that is the medicine actually. It's like a sugar-coated medicine. So, if you inform that people there is a lecture, very few want to come. Correct, no? Like I saw in the West, when people, there is one group in MIT, Massachusetts, USA, Hare Krishna group of the other people, the Lakshya Patra. When they do, what they do? They will give beautiful prasadam photo. You know, you are welcome to big photo of prasadam plate with all the puri, sabji, pulao, kadi, rasamala, everything they will put. And you are welcome to that. And they will write, there is a program also on the topic. So which one comes first? Prasad first and then the topic. Correct. So then people come. So you may say, is it not diplomatic to call people for prasadam? Actually, program is given first and then prasadam comes later. It's like a little trick which is necessary to induce the ignorant people to take to Krishna consciousness. Just like a mother sometimes gives a lollipop and, you know, the medicine in the shank. No, she gives, no, you've seen the mother gives both. So sometimes one, we should know very well that the mother's diplomacy cannot be called as a dangerous diplomacy because she cannot harm the child. Mother can never harm the child. Mother's diplomacy can never be harmful to the child. Similarly, Mahaprabhu employing a diplomatic statement that I am going to see Vishwarupa. This is not going to harm the Vaishnavas. But many times the diplomacy adopted by average devotees who are not advanced, it may be harmful to them or it may be harmful to the community. You understand what I am saying? Therefore, wrong type of diplomacy should not be adopted by us. But persons like Mahaprabhu, a pretense of ignorance was shown by him. What was the goal? To be able to go to South India and preach and liberate the people of South. So, for a higher cause of preaching, so Mahaprabhu made a pretense of ignorance of his Vishwarupa as if he didn't know about his passing away. He already knew it. But he said, I'm going in search of my brother in Pandharpur. Like that he sent and went. Yeah. Shuniya sabare mane haila maha dukkha. Nishabda haila sabara shukaila mukha. Yeah.
Upon hearing this message from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees became very unhappy and remained silent with sullen faces.
Yeah. So, which means they didn't permit. Dried. Yeah, shukhaila, dried up. Yeah, their faces dried up because of fear. Hey, what is he saying? He's going to leave us and go to South? You know, because that's uncertainty, no? You know, where is he going? How long will he be away? How long we will not be able to see his beautiful face? Because he's Krishna himself, no? It's like Akrura taking away Krishna Balaram out of Vrindavan. How painful it was for the gopis in Vrindavan. So, whole night they didn't sleep. That verse says, you know, Evam bruvanam virahatura brisham vrajastriya krishna vishakta manasa visrujjala jam Rurudusmasusvaram Govindadamo Dharamadhaveti Govindadamo Dharamadhaveti Govindadamo Dharamadhaveti. So, this is about the gopis. It is said, Evam Bruvanam Viraha Atura Brisham. Brisham means very greatly. They felt a very severe pain of separation, as if a shaft has entered their chest, as if somebody is piercing their heart. They felt great pain. Virahatura brisham brajastriya krishna vishakta manasa. Their mind attached to thoughts and remembrance of Krishna. Visrijala jam rurudusmasuswaran. Continuously tears streamed from their eyes. and they gave up all shame and came out in the public street, stopping the chariot. Because earlier the gopis used to be shy in the public, they won't display their affection for Krishna. Because their family members and relatives and friends, they may think, hey, you are all young girls, how can you display affection for Krishna? But now they thought, none of them are taking any action. Nanda Baba, Yashoda, they are allowing them. When they asked Yashoda, when Yashoda asked Nanda Baba was telling, no, Krishna and Balaram are saying they will finish some work and come back. Therefore we are sending. Like that he was telling. Gopis were shocked. How can Nanda Baba believe like this? And all other Gopa men also. Everybody, the Gopas, none of the men are stopping. So then they looked up at the sky and prayed to demigods. Hey, you all make such a heavy rain shower that the program of going out of Vrindavan will be stopped. And the sky was completely clear. And they were angry on the demigods also. These foolish demigods, they are not cooperating with us. Isn't it? So they were, and they told Akrura next day morning when he was leaving, your name is Akrura, but you are Krura. You are so cruel hearted, you are taking Krishna away, Krishna Balaram away from us. That the time Krishna said, Ayore, I'll come back. Very soon I'll come back, don't worry, in a few days I'll come back. He said. So, a whole night they were singing Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. Whole night they were singing, crying. But the beauty of the gopis is, even in the crying there is holy name. It is not just, they didn't cry like that. Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. Correct, no? That is there. Therefore we can understand the relationship is a spiritual relationship. It is not just mundane relationship, isn't it? Yeah. So here also they must have felt in a similar manner because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Gaur Sundar and Krishna is Shyam Sundar. Correct, no? Yeah. Nityananda Prabhu kahe aiche kaiche haya. Ekaki aibe tumi keiha sahaya.
Nityananda Prabhu then said, how is it possible for you to go alone? Who can tolerate this?
Doye eka sange chaluka na padahat hatarange. Yare kahase idu ye chaluk tumara sange.
Let one or two of us go with you. Otherwise, you may fall into the clutches of thieves and rogues along the way. They may be whomever you like, but two persons should go with you.
Dakshine ratirta patha ami sabajane. Ami sange jai prabhu agnya deha tumi. You understand what he says, no? You see, you know very well when I was a small boy, I traveled with a traveling mendicant. Correct, no? And he took me all over the country, especially South India. I went to Vishnukanchi, Shivakanchi, Setubandha, all these places. I have been to all the places. I am very familiar with the route. So someone like me will be very fit to go with you. Correct, no? Because I have been already, I know the places. And I can become your personal servant. Agnya Dehatvami, please give me order. Like that he is saying. So this is the first section, 1 to 17. The second section which starts here, shows how much Mahaprabhu loved his associates very intimately. Now about 4 associates Mahaprabhu will externally criticize, but internally cherish. Which goes to show the thickness of their relationship. Like here you see. Prabhu kahe ami nartaka, tumi sutradhara. Tumi aiche nachao taiche nartana amara. See, Lord said, I am just a dancer and you all are wire pullers. So you pull the wire and I accordingly dance, I shall dance that way. Sanyasa karyami chaila vrindavana. Tumi amalayaile advaita bhavana. See, here Krishna's nature of being helplessly pulled by the devotees out of love and Krishna's inability to resist that pull because of his attachment to devotees is becoming evident in this explanation here. This is the sweetest portion of the spiritual world or the spiritual pastimes where Krishna becomes subordinated by the devotees, love. Correct, no? He's saying, see, I took sannyas to go to Vrindavan, but you fellows, you know, diverted me to Shantipur, to the house of Advaita Acharya. Isn't it? Nila chala asite pathe bhangila mora danda toma savara gada snehe amara karya bhanga. See, while coming to Nilachal on the way, Dandabhanga Nadi, you broke my danda into three parts and threw it. Because of all of your goddess name, in your thick love for me, Amara Karya Bhanga, my work is finished. Like for example, I have experienced this. Sometimes when I talk to devotees, especially those who work very closely with us, so when they come and peep in the room, I'll tell them, see, I have not prepared for the class. I only have 1 hour. So I have to study. If you have anything in 5 minutes, you can finish and go off. I would tell them. He will say, 5 minutes only, Prabhu. Then he will come and say something in 5 minutes and I'll ask him a question. And then he will give explanation. Then he will ask question based on what I spoke. Suddenly I will find it will be 40 minutes over. You know? And I'll only be 20 minutes left. You know? After I'll be jumping up and say, now you get out now. I need time to prepare now. I have to go through what I'm speaking. So sometimes you will find if you are thickly related to somebody, you are unable to resist to say a no. Like sometimes the doctor says, don't talk to anybody while eating. But somebody peeps in and that person is very close to you. How many of you feel it's a little difficult to say, don't come? Is that correct now? You find difficulty, challenge. Especially in close relationships, we tend to become bendable, malleable, adjustable. You know, flexible, adaptable. That's the word. Especially in very close relationships, it's difficult to say no. So Mahaprabhu says, so you guys, because of love, you are overtaking me and Amara Karya Bhanga. I want to go to Vrindavan, you never allowed me. You diverted me and took me to Shantipur, house of Advaita Acharya. Like that he says. So, these things show the sweetness of the pastime. How many of you have experienced that you planned something, but because of one very intimate friend of yours, you know, needed something, so you compromised on your work and you gave him time. You have experience of this? Correct? You have experience of this? Yeah. That's what he's saying many times. So then, sometimes there is a tug of war between the achieving results in your service and relationships. So out of the two, if you value relationship, what happens? You flow in that side. Mahaprabhu could have escaped and gone to Vrindavan. He didn't do that. But he went to Shantipur because relationships took over. His mission was to go to Vrindavan. But his relationship with Vaishnavas took over and then he went to Shantipur. Similarly, he says here, Danda Bhanganadi, you broke my danda in three places. Bhagadananda Chaheyama Vishaya Bhunjayate. यही कहे सही भये चाहिए करिते
क्या जगदानंद वांट्स मी टू एंजॉय बॉडीली सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन एंड आउट ऑफ फियर आई डू व्हाटएवर ही टेल्स मी
या एक्चुअली इन द गौड़ ग्रंथ दीपिका इट इज मेंशनड दैट जगदानंद इज नन अदर देन सत्यभामा सो सत्यभामास स्वभाव और स्पिरिट कैन बी ऑब्जर्व्ड इन द बिहेवियर ऑफ जगदानंद विद Mahaprabhu. You can see that. There are many, many pastimes. There is a book called as Prema, what is that? Prema Vivarta. Prema Vivarta, where these pastimes are very elaborately described. And they are also briefly described in other literatures also. So, Jagadananda Pandit, he had such a very deep, loving relationship with Mahaprabhu. Some of these devotees whom Mahaprabhu is going to say now, they controlled Mahaprabhu by their love. So, Jagannath Pandit, how he controlled? he could not tolerate Mahaprabhu jumping up and down in Kirtan and falling on the ground. He thought Mahaprabhu's bones may pain, his body may pain. So he made a thick mattress. And Mahaprabhu refused to accept that. Then after that, what he did, he took the banana leaf, dry banana leaves, and put it inside of this thing, and then made like a cushion kind of thing, and gave it for Mahaprabhu to sleep. Actually, he will give it to Govinda, generally. And Mahaprabhu saw that my bedding is having softness now, how suddenly it is soft. And then Mahaprabhu refused and said, see, when a sannyasi is supposed to sleep on the floor, be very austere. And why is he giving me sense gratification like this? If I comfortably sleep, it won't be proper. And then similarly, one day he had got a pot of fragrant oil, scented oil. Then Govinda said, Jagadananda has given this for you. Mahaprabhu smelled it and said, oh, this is such a sugandha tail. This is fit for Jagannath. It should be offered in the lamp of Jagannath, Mahaprabhu said. But then Govinda said, but he told me to apply it on your body because you may feel pain when you are dancing, you are jumping up and down. Your legs and body may pain. Mahaprabhu refused. He said, oh, how can a sannyasi accept a sugandhi tail on his body? Then he become a vishayi. Kings may apply scented oil in their body. Sannyasi cannot accept scented oil. If I have scented oil, I'll attract a member of the opposite sex. It's no good. And then when later on Jagadananda asked Govinda, what happened? Govinda said what Mahaprabhu said. So, Jagadananda came to pick up the pot. And Mahaprabhu said, oh my God. Yeah, instead of offering to Jagannath, I think he's going to take the pot back. But as soon as he picked up, and Mahaprabhu was trying to, pacify him, clarify. So he said, I didn't give this oil for you. This oil is useless now. Because you didn't accept it. Dhadal, you put it in the ground. So the pot broke and it spilled over everywhere. And Mahaprabhu became very afraid, saying that. Later on, Jagadananda went home. He was not eating, he came to know. 2 or 3 days. When Mahaprabhu came to know, he's not eating. Then immediately he sent an intimation to him. Jagadananda, can you cook prasad for me? Like that. Immediately Jagadananda became very dynamic, spirited. He went to the place and purchased all the grocery, everything, and made a big feast for Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu's idea was, if I go and eat in his home, then he will also eat prasad subsequently, I can tell him. So Jagannanda fed Mahaprabhu, fed Vaishnavas. But this time when Mahaprabhu went to eat in his place, he put a lot of prasad on the plate. And Mahaprabhu couldn't refuse. He thought if I refuse, then he will become upset. He had to finish everything, whatever he put. So for lastly, he took, Jagannanda also took prasad. So this is a sweet relationship of Jagannanda and Chaitanya. Actually, these things are not easily understandable by us without the mercy of the Guru Parampara. Because these things have to be revealed in our heart also. It's very easy to theoretically know the pastime. You can just read it somewhere and repeat it. But to relish it and enter into the spirit of it and develop appreciation for such characters like Jagannanda Pandit and Mahaprabhu, it's only Guru's blessings, I can say. These are very deep pastimes. Just like Satyabhama's behavior with Krishna, many people may misunderstand it to be she is envious of Rukmini for the Rukmini getting the flower, or Parijata flower. Or why is he so sharp in speech with Krishna? One may think like that. But actually Krishna delights in different type of characters. Like we say, variety is the mother of enjoyment. Just like you find the jasmine flower is small and fragrant. Gerbera flower is very big, but not much fragrance. There is a lotus, there is a lily, there is a rose, and different kind of flowers in a flower way. Similarly, devotees are also of different natures. Actually, if you understand these things well, even amongst devotees, we will not judge any devotee. He can know that every devotee is like a different flower, with different fragrances, flavors, We can appreciate all type of devotees with different natures also. So Krishna has different type of queens. Similarly, Jagannanda is that type of devotee who is always thinking how to take care of Lord's body. Like Prabhupada, in his sickness period, doctor had strictly told him that he cannot take any oily items, no kachori, no pakoda, no bhaji and all that. Prabhupada asked one devotee, hey, what is this special smell that is piercing my nose from the kitchen? What is it? He said, Prabhupada, that devotee is making kachori. So should I bring for you, Prabhupada? Prabhupada said, yes, why not? Let me try. He said, immediately some another devotee heard and the devotee came running. Hey, Prabhu, don't bring anything. You know, doctor has told Prabhupada that he cannot eat anything. And Prabhupada smiled and said, oh, my starvation committee has come now. He was telling, now I cannot get it now. If they were not here, I would have eaten. You know. So Prabhupada called them a starvation committee, three of them, who were taking care of Prabhupada, and they would never let Prabhupada eat things which are prohibited by the doctor, you know. But they loved Prabhupada so much that they could control Prabhupada from eating. You understand, no? Can a disciple control the spiritual master? They did it because they had such a kind of love for the spiritual master. They could control. Similarly, these people controlled Mahaprabhu out of love, you see. Kabu yadi hara vakya kariye anyatha krode tina dinamore nahi kahe katha.
Yeah. If I sometimes do something against his desire, out of anger, he will not talk to me for 3 days.
Yeah. Mukunda haya dukhi deki sanyasa dharma. Tina bare shite snana bhumi te shayana.
Being a sannyasi, I have a duty to lie down on the ground and to take bath 3 times a day, even during the winter. But Mukunda becomes very unhappy when he sees my severe austerities.
Yeah. Antara dukhi Mukunda nahi kahe mukhe. Ihara dukkha dekhi mora dviguna haye dukhe.
Of course, Mukunda does not say anything. But I know that he is very unhappy within. And upon seeing him unhappy, I become twice as unhappy.
Because Mukunda, when he sees Mahaprabhu taking 3 times cold water bath, you know, and lying on the floor, he will weep silently. But Mahaprabhu could see him weeping. So when he weeps, Mahaprabhu would feel great pain. Amita sannyasi damodara brahmachari. Sada rahe amara upara shiksha danda dhari. Yeah.
Although I am in the renounced order of life and Damodar is a brahmachari, he still keeps a stick in his hand just to educate me.
Iha rage amina jani vyavahara. Iha rena bhaya swatantra charitra amara.
According to Damodar, I am still a neophyte as far as social etiquette is concerned. Therefore, he does not like my independent nature.
Loka apeksha nahi hara krishna kripa haite. Ami loka apeksha kabu na pari chadite.
Damodar Pandit and others are more advanced in receiving the mercy of Lord Krishna. Therefore, they are independent of public opinion. As such, they want me to enjoy sense gratification, even though it be unethical. But since I am a poor sannyasi, I cannot abandon the duties of the renounced order, and therefore I follow them strictly.
Yeah, purport.
A brahmachari is supposed to assist a sannyasi. Therefore, brahmachari should not try to instruct a sannyasi. That is the etiquette. Consequently, Damodar should not have advised Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of his duty.
Yeah. One instance which you all know very well. Very handsome small boy used to come to meet Mahaprabhu. And Damodar Pandit looked at that boy and then told Mahaprabhu, this boy comes to meet you regularly. His mother is standing at the door. And she is a very beautiful looking widow. People will connect you and her and talk ill of your character. And your reputation will be lost. And for a sannyasi, his reputation is very vital. Otherwise, it will be, people will think that you are having some connection, or you are attracted to her, or you are showing love to the child because you are also attracted to her, like that they will say. Mahaprabhu said, he never thought about this. So, Mahaprabhu tells two things there in that pastime. I'll just show you. What is his name? His name is Damodar, no? Yes. So what is his full name? Amar Pandit. Pandit. I am not able to. I had actually made a file and yet I have to search for it. This is not the one. I'll find it. Tomorrow I'll show you. I put all the pastimes of Damodar together. So somebody can remember that up to 27 I finished. So tomorrow when we come, we'll talk about a little bit about Damodar's behavior, what Mahaprabhu said just now. Mahaprabhu actually told him to go to Jagannath Puri and serve under the guidance of Sachimata. So there are two or three more pastimes I have put there in one page itself. I will find out that file. We will read it tomorrow. We will read it. And then we will. I'll find out that. First number, you can remember, 28 tomorrow. Shri Prabhupada ki, Bhakta Vrinda ki.